see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough 10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. And now, let's get on with tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and her teachings about the new spiritual chakras. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I want to talk to you tonight about your new normal and how all of us are ascending and advancing into the reality of a new dimension, the fifth dimension. We are getting there, although I think it's going to be probably about 30 years before we finally make it. We have so much to go through with the elimination and the struggle of the third dimension. I have heard that many of you are experiencing an unexpected ringing in your ears, and you're wondering whether it's tinnitus. You wonder or worry whether there is something wrong. When you notice this sound, understand and recognize that it could be a message from your blessed higher self. It could be a message from your guides. As you expand your body, your DNA, and your corpuscles, and your cellular memory into a new world, a new dimension. How will you know the difference? Well, if it happens frequently, of course, you're going to have to see your doctor. But if it happens on random occasions, and you don't feel there's anything wrong, why don't you talk to your guides? Talk to your angels, talk to your blessed higher self, And you can say, if you're from the light, I accept this transmission. If you're not, I command that you be gone now. And you can do this. And the beings, if they are of the light, will stay and comfort you. And the others, the negative energies, the entities, have to leave. They have to leave when you say, I command you to leave now if you're not of the light. So you have the power. I just want you to know that. Then ask for help and understanding what's happening to you. By doing this, you are assisting yourself and you are assisting others, because as you bring in the new double helix light, the new fifth dimension energies, your vibration raises, your consciousness raises, and you are able to help others simply by being in their presence. It's a phenomena. It's happening. Science is researching it now. And it's very exciting. It's the new normal. I want to remind you that free will requires that you decide who you will work with as well as when and how. If you had wanted to open up to transmute information from other planets, other worlds, this may be your first step. As you uncover and allow this ability, your work will improve. About 2 years ago, I wrote a book called The New Spiritual Chakras. They are very, very powerful. Some people refer to them as your secret chakras. Well, they have been kind of a secret up until now, because our bodies in the third dimension have not been able to access them or use them. However, I was blessed by Amarita Nandamayi, the hugging saint, to open up to be able to write down the information, to draw pictures of what it looks like and how these new chakras are accessed on your body, the new spiritual chakras. We're going in a few minutes to go into a lot of information about the eighth and the ninth chakra. The eighth chakra is directly above your head, and the ninth chakra is at the back of your neck, where the occipital bone, in between the occipital bones, where the spine and the brain join. The ninth chakra is a very powerful chakra, and it brings you new gifts. It also carries your Akashic records and your 12 strands of DNA, not just two, to activate when you need it. The ninth chakra, once it's open, and it takes time, it doesn't open right away. But once the ninth chakra is open, an invisible ray of light goes from the ninth chakra, pierces through the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, and out through the sixth chakra. And this gives you power beyond this planet. It gives you telepathy. It gives you the ability to see your karma as well as other people's karma. It gives you a new understanding, and it helps expand your body and expand your ascension. Again, this is your new normal. This is being brought to you by the divine to help support humankind, to help support everyone on the planet. And this is not about space or fleets or ships. It's not about beings from other worlds. It's about you, your body, and how to develop it for the self-interest of humanity. How to expand into a more loving presence, a more healing presence, so that you can be there supporting, loving, and honoring others as well as yourself. So every day you can align yourself with the light by saying a simple prayer. I am a daughter of God. I know you are always with me. I open my ability to be aligned with the divine and I use my free will to open my new spiritual chakras. And you can't just say it once and think it's going to be permanent. You have to do this every day for a good 4 or 5 months to incorporate all of this into your being. In the meantime, you're going to find yourself processing with your own life. You may let go of relationships. You may change jobs. You may decide that how you're living in a situation won't work for you anymore, and you may choose to make some changes. Again, reminding you that we all do have free will, and that what you see is what you get. What you think is what you get. So be careful what you ask for. Everything can be wiped out from the past if you would like, and you can start new agreements with your blessed higher self. That's the beauty of this. So by making choices each day, you are aligning yourself with your divine purpose. And this will allow your guides and your blessed higher self to be of service to you. It's very, very exciting. Another thing you can do is to hold your right thumb in the center of your left palm, press the thumb down gently, holding your other fingers lightly on the other side of your left hand, and bring that mudra to your navel. This is a very old, ancient yoga mudra. Will help you rest comfortably. And this will activate your new eighth chakra. There are 12 chakras plus 2 at your feet that have now come into being. And they are very powerful. And they can only be used by an act of will. These new spiritual chakras are essentially turned off until you choose to put them on to work for you. When you put the thumb, the right thumb, into the palm of the left hand, you solidify the connection to your energy field. Your circuits are completely balanced with this mudra, and the flow from the divine light to you is much smoother. It opens up the eighth chakra and the ninth chakra so that the light can flow from the higher realms down into your crown chakra and then down your spine through your other chakras. It helps you relax into your God identity and to remain available and open to hear the message that can happen and the signals that can be brought to you in real time. It's opening up your intuition and your psychic sensitivities, as well as starting to activate the eighth chakra. Also, many of you are having dreams and experiences during workshops, during a place of high energy in which you are doing a ceremony or some other process that is deeply transformative. Some of you may be just having dreams at night. You may not be in a workshop, but the workshop brings a little bit more juice and power to the energies. This transformation is removing the blocks that you have held to cover a wound that has long healed. But sometimes we reopen it by rethinking or reliving something that we should have let go of a long time ago. The blocks are still there, even though they are not needed. When this happens, when you remember a pain from a past experience, now your guides will open you to a higher vibrational awareness, and you'll be able to eliminate it completely. There will be no pain. There may be a thought or a memory, but there will be no pain, no regrets, and no guilt. And that's true. There are also herbs and homeopathic remedies that can enhance your connection. Tamarind as a tincture in a small amount of water to help clear your pineal gland of classification, which also opens you up to your blessed higher self. You can do a chant daily that is a phrase from ancient times, and it goes like this: Om Shreem Reem Kleem. Om Shreem Reem Kleem. God, wipe away all pain and memory of past experiences. God, wipe away all pain and memory of past experiences. And you can also sing if you want to sing it. But you should do it in a multiple of four, so you do it at least four times. Let me try. Om Shreem Reem Kleem. Om Shreem Reem Kleem. Om Shreem Reem Kleem. Om Shreem Reem Kleem. Jabundale Jiche Namaha. That's my way of saying thank you. Thank you to spirits. If you are uncomfortable singing alone, invite your friends to join you and do this exercise together. I think your room is going to be jumping with electricity. I know you can do this, and you are being asked to do this. And I know that you can do this now and begin in 2019, because we need you to bring your vibrations up as light workers so that you can experience it, have it integrate throughout your body, and use it in your work to help others. So when you hear these tones in your ear, the buzzing in your ear, you'll be truly aware of what's going on. This is what your confirmation is, and this is how you're knowing that you are in the process of ascension. Keep yourself pure. Wait 24 hours after imbibing alcohol for any kind of healing work so that your aura is sealed and you are not losing pressure from holes that could happen in your aura when you are trying to reach or receive higher realms. Actually, you can't reach and receive higher realms. You can only open up and ask them to come to you. The higher realms come to you. You don't go to them. I can help you and assist you if you want to ask, and we can talk about Skyping and doing some healing work and sometimes you just need to wait 24 hours before the energies jump in to help you. But keep in mind, again, this is your new normal. This is what is going on every day. This is who you are. Do not be afraid of any information that comes in. Do everything you can to either write it out or record it and review it later. Keep that journal by your bed. Write down your dreams and write down your visions throughout the day. Don't even think about it. The thinking pollutes and dilutes the messages you're receiving. The divine sees you. Your higher self sees you. You are aligned with spirit and your soul's purpose. Does these exercises shows that you clearly value the messages that are coming in from your blessed higher self and the universe. Remember, it's possible to bring in the energies that are not 100% of God's light. So when you prepare to receive, make sure you state, I only work with beings of 100% of God's light. I do not wish to bring in anything else. I do not wish to bring in anything from the astral plane or dark energies. I command all negative energies leave now in the name of God, Christ, and the Masters. I command all negative energies leave now. Then take a couple of deep breaths, open up that crown chakra, feel the light from the eighth chakra coming in, and then close your eyes and begin. Following is the meditation. I hope this has been of service to you, and I ask that we all join together throughout the world to transform it into what's coming, a wonderful world of beings of light, supporting and helping other beings of light. We are ascending. Thank you for joining us. And now it's time to take a break for the commercials, and then we will be doing opening your eighth and ninth spiritual chakras. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of January 21st through January 27th, 2019. There was a supermoon and total lunar eclipse yesterday, Sunday,
January 20th, at 1 degree Leo. This is the last of a series of eclipses in Leo and Aquarius, which have been around since 2017. They will not be back in effect until 2026. Aquarius has to do with holding the higher ideal and creating win-win environments for the collective good. Leo steps into leadership and opens people's hearts to find creative solutions. Use this energy to get clear on where your heart is engaged and where it's not. There are a few conflicts at the beginning of this week, just after the full moon eclipse, but the rest of the week should flow smoothly. For openers, there is a Mars-Saturn square on Monday that says, hurry up but take your time. Matters need to proceed in an orderly fashion, and Saturn, the Father, will always remind you of that. A healthy way to counter this frustration is through movement and exercise. So get out for a hike, maybe shovel some snow, and sign up for a dancing class. The activity will help you in many ways. It's time to release those people from your life where your heart is not connected, thus allowing you to open up to new friends and associations. This powerful full moon is challenged by eccentric Uranus, urging you to step out of your comfort zone and explore new opportunities. Find time to relax during the evening and put off relationship conversations to another day. Venus is aligning with Jupiter in Sagittarius on Tuesday. This opens the door to love and finances, so go out and buy that lottery ticket under this gambler combination. You have an excellent chance to get lucky when Venus aligns with Jupiter. If you're going to win, one ticket is enough, as this is an overdue it energy. Hey, just remember who told you to buy that lottery ticket when you win. Wednesday is a highly mental day for one of those mornings when you wake up a bit too early. Keep the pace moving, but don't overcommit yourself. On Wednesday evening, Mercury moves into Aquarius for 3 weeks. This is a good time to get out and meet new people and or possibly invent the next computer app. Fast-moving Mercury moves into Aquarius on Thursday, making negotiations a bit more difficult than usual. Aquarius can be a very rigid type of energy. Changing someone's mind can feel like walking through molasses. On the other hand, meditation and tuning into your higher self can become strong, and useful information could be transmitted. Friday and Saturday are under a social Libra moon, and Friday is the most enthusiastic day for embarking on a new path. Go ahead now. Take that chance. And good luck to you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now let's get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. It's a teaching program on the new spiritual chakras. Thank you. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8255. 8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. We are continuing with our lecture series through 2019. On the night of Friday, January 4th, we will have our second lecture and continue in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, with the lecture series the first Friday of the month, every month, until June of 2018. Elizabeth Joyce is presenting a new lecture series for your personal spiritual transformation, The Power of the Inner Soul, Becoming Masters of the Planet. Elizabeth offers an internal blueprint for accessing the energies of ascension to ensure that you are ahead of the curve. Her spiritual, intuitive, and downloaded messages give an authoritative snapshot of the ongoing inner struggles that we all endure to understand the events that are happening to us, our community, our nation, and the world at large. Each meeting will involve a talk, a meditation, and instructions on how to stay attuned and connected to spirit. By keeping a critical eye on your balance, connection, and awareness, you will be able to go through the coming times in the safe, supportive, and loving atmosphere that you will create for yourself. Come join us as we work on our multidimensional transformation. This is held at the James Laura House, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 18901. Donations are requested to help with the expenses. Please RSVP if you know that you're definitely coming, but walk-ins are always welcome. Please come join us and bring a friend. Together we will work on improving the planet, improving our health, and improving our thought processing so that we can be in a place of love and comfort. So hopefully I'll see you there and we can begin the work together. We will try to record some of these sessions so that you may download them on the website to get the information. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
And now let's get ready for the information about the new spiritual chakras. Thank you. Opening your spiritual chakras for the 8th and 9th chakra with Elizabeth Joyce. In the next stage of your physical body shifting reality is the merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant prismic colors, and dancing energy patterns will begin to emerge. Your body's chakra system can be viewed as an energy pattern of beautiful colors, circling clockwise in each of its 13 major energy centers. Imagine glorious combinations of reds, coral pinks, and vibrant light blues, red oranges, and pale glowing greens dancing together in a magical, marvelous way. Picture each energy center working in perfect harmony with every other one. Briefly, here is a description of why this is happening to you. Picture each energy center working in perfect harmony with every other one. The chakras, your major energy centers, are allowing your transforming physical body to integrate with its spiritual body and to function properly in these new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining and procedures, your spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth additional chakras online as soon as possible. The 8th, 8.5, 9th, and 10th chakras. These are four new centers that will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physicality, the physical body, walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other seven chakras, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Let us now begin to understand this changing life energy system of your chakras. The present understanding of the chakra system gives you 7 plus 1 from the foot to the crown. The extra chakra, the foot chakra, or your zero chakra, is your earth grounding center, and it is located in the balls of your feet. Now, above the crown chakra are four more, numbered 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, your spiritual chakras, have always been a part of your human energy field, and it is to enable the individual to tune into his higher God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. The first chakra group, 0 to 7, your physical chakras, are meant to help you with your development in regards to the earth and the third dimension. They help you become one with the planet. Then, the next 5, 8 to 12, help you become one with the universe. Your awareness is slowly being moved away from your center, your own self, and being moved outward to encompass the larger framework of other people's life forces, realities, and divinity itself. In this way, you become more than you were before, and more perfect, too. As you stop focusing on yourself and begin to focus on these larger, expanded energies, you move out of your small world and step into a new area, the entire universe, where almost anything is possible. From a reality-creating standpoint, this movement in possibilities is very, very powerful. One of the things that the extended chakra system aids in is breaking down of the self within the confines of time and space, the third dimension and the fourth dimension. You begin to move outward into other dimensions and realities. To move outward into other dimensions and realities is to come face to face with the idea that the physical earth is just one place of many that you could have or can inhabit. There are other places and many more vast regions within our universe. You may have existences in other parts of the universe that are just as rooted as you are in your present earthbound location. There are other things that you do, lives that you lead in these other realities, just like you do here on Earth. And these things and these other lives are just as significant as your current physical life. Furthermore, when you begin to glimpse these other realities and see what is happening, a new picture of what is developing begins to take shape. You realize that all your existences are like an individual musical instrument in a great orchestra that you are directing and creating. You see yourself as a being that is able to transcend time, space, and the physical body. Each spiritual chakra, besides abiding in your own energetic development and well-being, helps you to touch a particular portion of this vast universe. Each spiritual chakra opens up a corresponding doorway to another portion of the vast greatness that is the Creator. There is a natural order to each chakra, just like there is a natural order to nature, in that the opening of one leads very gently to the opening of the next. Because of this ordering, these centers will awaken one by one, as your body allows. With each center becoming more alive, another higher one begins to spin in synchronicity with the chakras below it. There is a pattern to this opening, even if you were to observe it from a perspective of time. Generally, the eighth chakra center will open first, which remains in your auric field in the fourth dimension, with a delay before another expansion occurs. Then, after this delay, the ninth chakra, located at the back of your head, will open, hooking you into a new fifth dimension energy, with the eight and a half chakra acting as a protective filter. And, once opened, the tenth chakra will show just a glimmer of activity. At this point, the ninth chakra center, located 8 feet behind your head, will expand more. Then, when the tenth chakra actually starts to open, the ninth chakra center will experience another expansion, with the eighth chakra center expanding even further. The next level or octave will have the 11th chakra center expanding, with the 12th chakra center giving just a glimmer of activity. Then, as the process repeats, spinning clockwise in harmony with all of the lower spiritual chakras, it is a kind of a wave effect, with each center opening up and waving its vibrational energy down into the other centers, enabling them to open up and expand. The first of the spiritual chakras, number 8, sits above the 7th chakra about 2 feet and is still within the auric field. It is the energy center of divine love, spiritual compassion, and spiritual selflessness. It is also the chakra that holds your karmic residue, those energy patterns that you have held onto for more than one lifetime. When the eighth chakra begins to open up and expand, a new, deeper spiritual awareness begins to take shape, and you begin to feel this inside. The individual begins to sense himself or herself as a larger part of the community of people. This chakra is the gateway to other ideas, concepts, and abilities that are new for you. This center enables the individual to achieve out-of-body projection, spiritual perception, and spiritual wisdom. The spiritual chakras tell you that these abilities and ideas are larger than the physical life and the planet Earth. They go beyond the planet, solar system, galaxy, and perhaps even the universe. They are connected with the healing of the planet and the self in regards to the universe and becoming one with all that is. The ninth chakra is an interesting chakra in that it is in this chakra all the spiritual abilities lie dormant, waiting to be released and used actively in your outer and inner world. This chakra is known as the astral body ninth chakra center for knowing beyond sight. The color is magenta silver.
The ninth chakra resides at the back of your head between the two occipital bones and is the heart of the universe. It is outside of time and space. It extends through the vastness of space and connects to the eighth chakra through the filter of the 8 1/2 chakra by a luminous gold cord. The color of the 8 1/2 chakra is amber. The ninth chakra is the blessed higher self, the universal body that has never been born and will never die. This blessed higher self holds energy that is prior to time, and it never enters the river through which time flows. It holds the entire soul prior to space and existed before the universe manifested. This is the self that never left the Garden of Eden. As the fifth dimension approaches and envelops the earth, the shift in focus at this time is towards the divine, the universal energy, and the accompanying abilities that go along with it. Hence, a great deal of processing, work, and fifth dimension energy is now being sent to the physical reality to help the individual open up and to expand these energy centers. Each chakra must process out all the hidden blocks before the next chakra can begin to spin and open with balance and harmony, aligning with the other chakras. The ninth chakra sits behind the head and spins out to about 4 feet. It is the first hardwired chakra, and its fluid twin is the tenth chakra. The number of spokes that the ninth chakra possesses varies, like in the eighth chakra, and its exact number depends on how open the chakra is. These spokes range in number from 10,000 to 20,000. Each spoke is actually a filament, or a series of filaments. When most of these filaments are wired properly and the chakra begins to open, the ninth chakra emits a radiant energy that looks like a spinning rainbow. Depending on what skills a person is presently pulling out of this skill storehouse for use in their outer world will determine the predominant color emanating from this chakra. Also, assigning a particular color to this chakra tends to be meaningless. The magenta represents superior strength and knowledge, and the silver represents the purification of this wisdom. If you haven't guessed by now, this chakra holds the karmic blueprint of each individual. It stores the skills and abilities that you have learned in all other lifetimes. This chakra also holds the key to your soul's destiny. The evolving human soul can be broken down into 3 main types or blueprints: the creator, the healer, the teacher. Any individual can fit into any one or more of these soul categories. The predominant category will determine where the soul is headed after the human condition is complete. It will also determine the slant of the lifetimes lived and process any residue for the individual and to bring forth the kind of skills that are stored in the ninth chakra. For example, the healer blueprint will be different than the blueprint for the creator. The healer blueprint will have far more lifetimes spent in some kind of healing capacity, and the skills stored in that chakra will reflect his experience and area of expertise. Whereas the creator blueprint will have far more lifetimes spent in the creation of many things, like artwork, carpentry, organizations, families, etc., and there will be a great number of these skills still stored there. Realizing that this chakra can be one of 3 types comes in handy so that you avoid the trap of thinking that this chakra is not functioning because its energy output seems variable. There are subtle energy differences with each blueprint, and as you do more healing work with this chakra, you will become aware of the energy subtleties of each type. For example, you will find the teacher blueprint the most intense, for these individuals are slated to be working directly with the human community. Hence, these people tend to have a massive number of lifetimes and skills stored in the ninth chakra. As a spiritual chakra healer, anytime you feel a very powerful and full ninth chakra, you can recognize that this person has a teacher blueprint. The creator and healer blueprint are much less intense due to the reduced number of lifetimes that are required to be lived for the development of this blueprint. However, keep in mind that this is only generally speaking. The point is not to let the intensity of this chakra fool you into thinking that something could be wrong, especially if the first few people that you are working on as a spiritual chakra healer are of the teacher blueprint. Now, as previously stated, the ninth chakra is the knowledge base for the soul. It houses all the information and life experiences that are part of that individual. The individual accesses this chakra when he or she brings forth a past life skill that is presently needed. These previous skills become very important as the individual begins to awaken spiritually and the higher chakras begin to open. Many of these past lessons and skills must be merged in a kind of synthesis that cements together out of the lessons, human and spiritual, that the soul has endured. The soul then learns the true meaning of what is being accomplished from the entire human experience, and then finally, spiritual wisdom sets in. All is well and good with this chakra as long as these past lessons stored here are processed and completed properly. However, what occasionally occurs is that one or two of these lessons are not properly learned or put into perspective, and then the corresponding hardwire connection to this chakra is not complete. When the person goes to access this particular needed knowledge, it will either be retrieved incompletely or not at all. That person then cannot tie together the lessons from these experiences. Without a proper bond between all influences, the individual will be held back from ascending. A healing in this chakra may be necessary to properly wire up various aspects of the individual and to free that person from limitations imposed with the incorrect wiring. Once the filament is wired properly, the person will have access to this knowledge and then begin to progress on an upward and free, easy manner. The lessons on how to work as a spiritual chakra healer are presented in the workbook, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, by Elizabeth Joyce. Now let's begin the meditation to correctly open the 8th and 9th chakras. Sit with both feet flat on the floor and your legs uncrossed. Make sure that your spine is straight and that you are very comfortable. Close your eyes and keep them closed until after the meditation is finished and Richard's music, which will continue on, is complete. Take a deep breath. Visualize your crown chakra opening and spinning. Feel the 1,000 lotus petals shimmering and shining in their beautiful, vibrant violet flame along with some silver light. As the lotus petals of the crown chakra open, you will feel another sensation above the crown chakra, a clockwise spinning, and you'll be aware almost of an ultraviolet feeling. The color ultraviolet cannot be seen by the naked eye, but you could see some of it, an outline of it, as you have your eyes closed and are focusing above the top of your head. Clockwise, the 8th chakra is beginning to spin. As it spins, you feel the sensation of another body, your body. Your etheric body, your transparency, the part of yourself that travels through space, time, and other dimensions. The 8th chakra is spinning, and you are feeling the harmony and the cording coming down to the 7th chakra, so that the body and the chakras below the 7th chakra are open and spinning in harmony with the 8th chakra. Let yourself sit for a minute and feel this beautiful experience. Now you're aware of a presence at the back of your head. You see the color amber gold, and you're feeling a light spinning. This is the 8th and a half chakra. This is the chakra that is the filter to make sure that the higher spiritual chakras do not interfere with the human body, to make sure that the higher chakras do not burn out the human body, and that the energy needed is received at the proper time and not too quickly. You feel this filtering chakra spinning in a clockwise position. You're aware of the color amber. You feel a presence, a higher presence, behind that 8 and a half chakra. These are the angels sent from the divine to guide the filtering. And now you begin to feel a tingling sensation in the back of your neck, between the two occipital bones. This is your 9th chakra beginning to spin in a clockwise manner. The color is magenta silver. As you feel the chakra spins, feel it open like a cone, spreading out into the universe. During this sensation, you will also feel the top of your head widen and more light begin to come in. Allow this to happen. The 9th chakra is spinning, creating a vibrant laser light from the 9th chakra to the 3rd eye. Feel the 3rd eye begin to spin. The color is indigo. The 9th chakra's magenta is flowing through the pineal gland and the pituitary gland into the 3rd eye, which then floats up to the crown chakra, creating a golden triad. Be aware of this energy. Notice what's happening to you. Notice that your body is being aligned. The spine is even straighter. The chakras are spinning in harmony, and you are drinking in the new energies from the divine. The 5th dimension energies will make you aware, will guide you in your spiritual travels as well as in your spiritual growth. Feel the light coming down through the 8th chakra, around to the 9th chakra, up to the 3rd eye, back to the crown. Then from the crown, down through your 7 chakras, and down your legs to the bottom of your feet. Feel this alignment, feel this light converting you and your awareness into the knowledge of the 5th dimension energies. Sit for a moment and allow these sensations to fill you. Now let's expand out to your auric field. you're noticing another strange phenomena happening. You have had in the past three levels to your aura, and now you are feeling a fourth one forming, giving you a circle of light around the body. It is a golden amber circle of light, the fourth auric level of the body. Within the fourth auric level of the body is the eighth chakra and the ninth chakra. Even though the ninth chakra spins out and beyond that level, feel these sensations now as your body expands, beginning to filter out any of the blocks that are holding you back. Ask Spirit to expand you into the fullest knowledge possible of these chakras. Let that happen. Feel the spinning. Stay with it for a few minutes as you listen and drink in Richard's music. Now we are ready to release the chakras. Feel the ninth chakra spinning out into the universe. Feel the eighth and a half chakra pull away from the back of your head and spin out to the universe. Feel the eighth chakra spinning out into the universe. Feel the crown center, lotus blossoms coming together as a closed flower and then spinning out into the universe. Release your chakras. Release them so that they can go out and gain more energy and come back to you when you are ready to begin this meditation again. Take your time. Surround yourself with an expansive white gold light. Beyond the aura, beyond the auric egg, this expansive gold-white light reaches out into the universe to protect you, to guide you, to keep you healthy, well, and secure, and also to become the filter of new knowledge as the fifth dimension energies begin their work around your body. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Feel the oneness with the universe. Feel the oneness with our galaxy system, reaching from the sun all the way back to Pluto. Feel the aura going around the galaxy system. Feel the galaxy system do a shift and align with the center of the Milky Way. Say hello to your sister galaxies, to other worlds beyond other worlds, and to the great universe. Ask the universe and our Creator to bring you into the protection of the divine. Know that you are one with one. Know that you are one with all of your sister galaxies. Know that you are one with the universe. Know that you are one with the divine. Feel and sense that this is a magical, wonderful, miraculous process. Your body is healed. Your mind is healed. Your chakras are aligned. The oneness with the planet and all of the people and the animals on it, as well as all parts of nature, are now one with you. As you think, so others are affected. As they think, so you are affected. You are one. You are that. Bring all of this knowledge into the center of the heart chakra and know that you have done good work. You are now walking with the fifth dimension energies and opening to the heart of the divine.